chips dropped in the November rain. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the weight of my ethical superiority. You, a vision in splendor and leather footwear. I, the Oscar Wilde of the school dinner queue. Slick you sonnets through the vents of your locker, but you use them to wrap your ham sandwiches. Your indifference hangs round my neck like this NHS spectacle frame, bent with longing. I bear your cruelty like a vegan button badge pinned to my lapel, provoking the butchers. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the weight of my ethical superiority. You, visit in splendor and leather footwear. I, the Oscar Wilde of the school dinner queue. Watch you eat sausage rolls with such casual cruelty, while I clutch my empty whole meal bun, longing for crunch. You glow like the heat lamp of the Wetherspoon's carvery. I am the vegetarian. The wild of the school dinner queue. I am Stephen Fry of the bike sheds, but shorter and sadder and banful smoking. My tragedy unfolds by the science block, where you kiss boys who read the
This frayed cardigan, a coronation robe, had Lord Byron shopped at British home stores. This monument of dreams, reflected in the butcher's window, the justice final bow in the car park of the abandoned old chef. The echoing silence of the lentil.
So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, hiding with the weight of my ethical superiority. You, vision in splendor and leather footwear. I, the Oscar Wilde of a school dinner queue. The threads unravel, I realize.
This cardigan was always three sizes too large. It belonged to my deceased uncle, who smelled of damp dishits and disappointments, and frankly, moss of better taste than I.